I wanted to also speak about an upcoming appointed time of the Lord, that is a feast day of the Lord. I don't want to go into all the details. If you want more understanding through this teaching, go to the archives and find the teaching on the feast days or set times of God, which by the time the next message that is recorded the day and posted, this particular set time, that is the Feast of the Trumpets, will have passed. If you've been with us for any length of time, you understand that the Feast of Trumpets is a day, is the day that the Lord will come, and those, when he comes, who are still alive will be taken up into the heavens to be with the Lord. What a day of rejoicing that will be. In that day, the practice was, that is, the practice of the feast day, the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah is the Hebrew word. They blew two silver trumpets. Because one was not adequate. The hope of the New Testament church was that Jesus would make a second appearance on earth. And at that appearing, to take his people home before the tribulation, the great tribulation, that is that next set time of God, the Feast of Atonement, comes upon the earth. That is where God's wrath. I don't want to diminish anybody's trouble in this life. God has been kind to me. You know, my little troubles amount to nothing compared. And ladies and gentlemen, your little troubles amount to nothing. I don't want to diminish their impact on you, but it is not the wrath of God poured out on you. But the two silver trumpets, because there will be two appearing of the Lord on this earth. The first, as he came in flesh and blood, born of a woman, and fulfilled all that was required of him, including the giving of his own life. But that first appearing Christ not is not born on December 25th. He was born on the Feast of Trumpets. And when he appears again, it will be on the Feast of Trumpets. There's a little passage found in the 8th chapter of 1 Kings. And as we have taught through the Hebrew series, that Ark of the Covenant was Christ made of acacia wood, type of our human flesh, covered with gold, type of his divine nature. The ark in God's story is a symbol of Christ. And here's the little passage, beginning in verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, Zion. Christ. What is the city of David? It is Bethlehem. Christ was born, according to the scriptures, in Bethlehem. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is the seventh month. If you have a King James Bible like mine, it has a marginal note which says the month of October. Next Saturday evening, on the Jewish calendar, begins the day of the Feast of Trumpets. Are you saying, Don, that next Saturday evening, that Feast of Trumpets, the Lord's coming? No, I'm not. Two things I'd point out to you. It is a day. It is the day that we should commemorate Jesus Christ condescending unto us to take upon himself flesh and blood. That's the true meaning of Christmas. And it is a day wherein our hope of Christ coming again to take his people out of this world to be with him, that they might not suffer the wrath that God at that time is going to, or after that day, is going to pour out his wrath upon the earth. God poured out his wrath for our sins upon Jesus Christ, and we are no longer subject to the wrath of God because of what Christ has done for us. This feast this day is a day we You know, it says in this Hebrew letter, today, if you hear his voice, harden not his heart. God is a date setter. And one of the dates he set is this Feast of Trumpets. The word feast literally means appointed time. I don't know if Jesus is coming back next Saturday. I do know when he comes, it will be on the Feast of Trumpets. I don't do this often, but I pray to God that his people, of whom you participating in the God School are, should give particular attention to this day, fast approaching, and by the will and the grace of God, you and I will do this. And to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.